The Bailiff's House. It is thought to be the oldest civil building in Luxeuil-les-Bains. The date on the wrought iron gate reads 1473. This most probably refers to one of the years that the building was renovated or rebuilt. As for the original date of construction, no one really knows. Let's look at the tower, where sculptures of mythical animals keep watch under the crenellations. The tower is evidence of the wealth of the house. It was once owned by aristocrats, the Thiedot, a powerful family who lived in Luxeuil for three centuries. In fact, the real name of the bailiff's house is Hotel Thiedot. The house gets called the bailiff's house because Jean Clerc, a 17th century bailiff, lived here for a long time. Do you know what a bailiff is exactly? Well, under the ancient regime, Luxeuil was the administrative centre of a bailiwick, a district consisting of several villages. The bailiff of Luxeuil had an administrative and legal role and was answerable to the Lord Abbot. Have you noticed something in particular? The inner courtyard has three stories and the tower has four. The appearance of the house has changed over time. In the Middle Ages, it had four wings around a closed courtyard. In 1755, the north side was destroyed by fire. In 1792, the municipality demolished the west side to bring the buildings along the street into line. The walled-up door that you can see to your right is evidence of this. As you go round the corner of the house, you will see the lovely facade in freestone. It dates from the 15th century. Its flamboyant Gothic style can be seen in the mullioned windows decorated with wonderful foliage. On the southern facade, between the two stories, is the coat of arms on a framework of moulded stone. The bailiff's house is now the municipal library. Feel free to go in and see its marvellous fireplaces. But before you do that, compare it to the adjoining building, Hotel Pucelle. It has a rather more muted style with evenly spaced windows and pillars that look like they're from a Greek temple. In Luxeuil, the refinement of the Renaissance style rubs shoulders with the flamboyance of the Gothic.